I need to stay out of the political arena, what I would say to Senator McCain is this. You're flat out wrong about your agriculture policy. You know, I would say I appreciate your conservative nature. Agriculture community, by and large, is conservative and agrees with you about government intervention and government mandates and government costs and taxes and all these things, a wide variety of things I agree with Senator McCain on. But I would say that both candidates, if I have an opportunity to talk to both Senator Obama and Senator McCain, leave a lot on the table to be desired for agriculture policy. I'd love to have the opportunity to get in there and say, you know, this is the importance of agriculture in this economy, and I don't think either one of them are seeing it. I vibrate some when I hear Senator McCain saying, you know, no ag policy, no ethanol mandates, support for these important public policies that I've talked about all morning here. I do believe that whomever is elected in the end here comes with a strength in agriculture that they need to get tuned up on. And, you know, I believe, having run for governor and said all kinds of things, that, you know, you get in office and you look back and say, gee, I kind of regret, I wish I'd have known that before I opened my mouth. I'm hoping that the next president, as we move into a new administration, will come to understand the importance of agriculture in the global marketplace and in the economy generation in the United States today. So I would urge Senator McCain today to really surround himself with people who know agriculture, with understand its impact, and to absorb the lessons that they can teach him as we move forward about how agriculture is the foundation of the economy and the strength in this country.